You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to dig deep into one of the cats that's truly underrated, but had a big hand in piano-driven Texas rhythm and blues. I'm talking about Floyd Dixon. And oftentimes, Floyd Dixon gets overlooked and labeled as a Charles Brown sound-alike. But in reality, Floyd Dixon was one of the most prolific songwriters from the late 1940s into the mid-1950s. I was very fortunate to interview Floyd Dixon just a few months before his death, and he told me that he used to give away songs or sell them for just a couple of dollars. There's songs out there written by Floyd Dixon that we don't even know were written by Floyd Dixon since they were published under other people's names. Sure, he took a lot of cues from his influences, Charles Brown, Amos Milburn, T-Bone Walker, but Floyd Dixon was his own cat, and even though he only scored a handful of rhythm and blues hits, he still made a major impact into the whole rhythm and blues and early rock and roll scene. So this week, Juke in the Back salutes one of the all-time greats, Mr. Magnificent, Floyd Dixon. Throughout this week's show, I'm going to play clips from the interview I conducted with Floyd Dixon, so we'll get to hear Floyd's story in his own words. Let's take it from the top. Floyd Dixon was born J. Riggins Jr. on February 8, 1928 in Marshall, Texas. He told me that he never was really sure of his birthday, and his parents never celebrated his birthday, so he found it hard to mark life events, never really knowing how old he was. When he was 13 years old, in the early 1940s, his family moved to Los Angeles. And the way Floyd told it was that he was so heartbroken over moving away from his dog that he went back to Marshall, Texas, lived in his backyard treehouse, and worked at a bowling alley to support himself. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's the way Floyd told it. Either way, by the mid-1940s, Dixon was back in Los Angeles, attending Jefferson High School and working with the famous band director, Sam Brown. There he was exposed to many different styles of music, but Floyd's first musical love was country and western music, the music he was raised on growing up in Texas. Soon he was playing amateur talent contests all over Los Angeles. He won first place at one at the Million Dollar Theater, which was just off Broadway in downtown LA. One of the attendees of that show was the great Charles Brown, who was currently making a big name for himself, playing piano and singing lead in Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Brown was his idol and was so impressed with Floyd that he invited him over his house, where they played piano together. This, of course, had a major impact in young Floyd Dixon's life. Shortly thereafter, Floyd Dixon joined the Eddie Williams Trio and cut his first record, Houston Jump, for the Swingtime label in 1948. It didn't hit the national charts, but got some major airplay around LA and, of course, around Houston. Here's Floyd Dixon's first record, Houston Jump. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm proud to feature Mr. Magnificent on this week's Juke in the Back.
Me about New Orleans, said they are some of the finest queens that he's ever seen. I told him if he really thinks that they are fine, just jump down in Houston and he would change his mind. Well, in third ward they are fine from their feet to their head. Gotta be mighty careful or you may come up dead. I've been to New Orleans, it's sorry, but those Houston queens just got 'em beat. Mississippi, please don't play so rough. Cause the chicks down there just don't take no stuff. I'm gonna play Belmont in old West Grand. See Miss Lil Jon in my old homeland.
Hearted, you knew it, but still we parted. You left me when I wanted you, baby. You need me now.
Dixon, backed up by Eddie Williams and his Brown Buddies, originally issued on the Swingtime label. But shortly after those first two records were released, Floyd Dixon and Eddie Williams joined the brand new Supreme label, started by a dentist named Al Patrick. For a short time, Supreme Records issued some amazing sides, including the first recordings by Percy Mayfield. But soon the company went bankrupt and Al Patrick cashed out. Up next, Floyd Dixon's first big national hit, Dallas Blues, issued on the Bahari Brothers Modern Records out of Los Angeles. But before we hear the song, let's hear what the late great Floyd Dixon told me a couple of years ago about how he recorded Dallas Blues.
Dallas Blues, can you tell us any stories about how you came about writing Dallas Blues?
Well, Dallas Blues, I wrote that. I went to the Baharas. That's how I first met you. I had a guy named Mr. McGee. I said, will you take me out here on I've seen what studio on Robinson after. I want to go out there and see what they got. Somebody would record my tunes. I said, yeah. It was close. That was in December. I'll never forget it. Early December. So I went out, took me out there. So I said, I'd like to see it on here. So the girl said, well, yeah. Here's Mr. Joe Bahara. Yeah. So I said, Mr. Bahara, I got a couple of tunes I would like to see if you got artists will do them for me. He said, well, come on back here in the studio. I got a couple of guys back here that bass player and guitar player line to get behind and see what it sounds like. So he had Tiny, Webb, and Bill Day on bass. So he said, see what this guy's tune sounds like. I'll get in the studio here and take it down. So it took me two minutes to show him the introduction I was going to play in, what key I was in. They said, okay, when you're ready to start. So I kicked it off. They had to, so we hit on it and I cut it one time. So Joe, he said, that sounds good enough to put out. You got anything to put on the other side? I said, yeah, so he gave us 2 or 3 minutes to see what key that's in. And he's going to get behind it. We did that, called Helen.
Down in Dallas, yes, that's the place for me. Yes, I'm going down in Dallas. Yes, that's the place for me. There's someone down in Dallas that I really, really want to see. Well, I've been down in Oak Cliff and in the heart of San Antonio. And in the heart of San Antonio, but there's a little place called Marshall. Well, that's the place I'm better known. Someone there for me. yes, I'm longing to go there. There's someone I wanna see. I don't care when I go, she'll be waiting there for me.
Floyd Dixon with Dallas Blues, issued on Modern Records during the winter of 1949. It topped out at number 10 on the rhythm and blues charts and became Floyd's first national hit. Well, so far he's done pretty well singing about Dallas and Houston, so why don't we try Mississippi? This modern single was issued as the Floyd Dixon Trio. It came out in late 1949 and hit the charts in early 1950, where it topped out at number 14. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the great Floyd Dixon with Mississippi Blues.
Taking a vacation to Mississippi just to set my poor heart free. Taking a vacation to Mississippi just to set my poor heart free. Cause there's a job in town called Natchez, and it's just as live as it can be. Well, I'm going to stop off in Meridian, yes, and get my solid kicks. Then I'm going down to Biloxia, yes, and dig myself some fine chicks. And when I get ready for my thrill, Lord, I'm going down in Jacksonville. I'm going down to the Gulf, yes, and watch the steamboat go by. Yes, I'm gonna get myself some loving, loving that will satisfy. And if it seems all right, I'll be there till the day I die.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the Juke in the Bag.
Hold that train, conductor, I'm coming right aboard. Hold that train, conductor, I'm coming right aboard. My baby, is the thing I can't afford. It'll be a real sad journey with my baby by my side. It'll be a real sad journey without my baby by my side. Well, she left me early this morning, and I can't get satisfied.
Journey Blues, from this week's Juke in the Back feature, Floyd Dixon. That was released during the autumn of 1950 by Don Robey's Peacock label out of Houston, Texas. It hit number 8 on the national charts. Now, Dixon had recorded only 8 sides for Don Robey, but he started to get a little nervous. See, Don Robey had such a notorious reputation of being a heavy gambler and an all-around scary guy. So Floyd approaches Eddie Messner over at Aladdin Records in L.A. and asks if he would buy the Peacock Masters off of Don Robey. Messner agrees, calls up Robey, and surprisingly, Robey agrees. So Aladdin reissues Sad Journey Blues and a couple of other songs that Floyd cut for the Peacock label. It was right around this time in late 1950 that Floyd Dixon's idol, Charles Brown, was leaving Johnny Moore's Three Blazers after having a string of hits. Since Floyd was now recording for Aladdin Records, and Johnny Moore's Three Blazers were on Aladdin Records, and Floyd was making quite a name for himself, the idea was, why not have Floyd Dixon sing with the Three Blazers? So in late 1950, Aladdin issued Telephone Blues, as by Floyd Dixon with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring Oscar Moore. What a long artist name to put on a 78 record label. In January of 1951, Telephone Blues hit number 4 nationally. Here's Floyd Dixon with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, filling Charles Brown's shoes with Telephone Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're digging Floyd Dixon this week, right here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Long distance, try my baby once again. Long distance, try my baby once again. Don't worry about the charges, I'll pay for everything on this end. Hello, pretty baby, please come back home.
tired of being alone. Peaches on the shelf. Hurry home, baby, I'm tired of being by myself. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone.
Floyd Dixon with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring Oscar Moore and Real Lovin' Mama, the flip side of their number four smash, Telephone Blues, issued on Aladdin Records in late 1950, charting in early 1951. Now the female vocals on that song were done by Mari Jones, and the saxophone was most likely played by the great Maxwell Davis. In late June, Aladdin Records issues Rockin' at Home, A song recorded in the fashion of his friend and influence, Amos Milburn, which doesn't go anywhere on the national charts, but is still a great tune. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Floyd Dixon this week on The Juke in the Back. Here's Rockin' at Home. Dixon and his band with Rockin' at Home from 1951. You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat, and this week we're featuring the often overlooked great rhythm and blues singer, songwriter, and pianist, Floyd Dixon. I was fortunate enough to interview Floyd Dixon a couple of months before he died back in 2006, and I just had to ask him about recording for the iconic Aladdin record label. You recorded for the Aladdin record label.
Right.
Back in the day. Any stories about how you got started with Aladdin or the early days of Aladdin? Because you were one of the first guys they started putting out.
Eddie was, he bought my records from the masters of C. Don Robey. I had recorded, Eddie Williams had recorded me and with Robey down there. And so he somehow put him out. After I got with Aladdin, he called down there. I told him I had some records on with Don Robey. So he said, well, I put them, I made a deal with him and paid him and told him he'd get all the money out of them. And he put out Telephone Blues when it hit in Billboard there. Then he said he put one out on Robey, and when Robey's hit Billboard, Sad Journey, he said, when it hit number 9 there, he said, I'm not going to sell no more of these. I said, press no more. I said, why? He said, I'm on your... He said, because I don't own this. He said, Don Robey on it. So I said, I'm your artist. He said, yeah, but I ain't going to press no more of them. So he didn't press no more, and I toured down through Alabama, and it was the number one all through Birmingham, best one into the down there. And that's all I heard. Hold that train, conductor. And boy, they really gave an ovation down through there at that time. And so then he put out operator 210. Then he throwed another rope thing out. And after operator 210 hit all over this country, and Western guy got it. When I went on the Weinberg tour up in North Carolina and stuff, I heard it by the bands that woke me up at 4:30 in the morning. We was going somewhere. Said, hey, Floyd, listen here. There's a country western doing operator 210. And I started laughing. I said, he sounds pretty good on it.
Hello.
Hello, Floyd.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Well, I've been so sick and worried ever since you left last fall. Please, please tell me, why did you stay away so long? You know I've been so lonesome, staying here all along. Well, I'm just so sick and worried. Baby, please come back home. Call again tomorrow. Ask for operator 210. It's worth $50 million to hear that sweet, sweet voice again. About the charges, you know I'll take care of it on this end.
You're so sweet, Floyd. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Floyd Dixon, and I'd like to go back to 1949, when he was recording with Eddie Williams and his Brown Buddies for the Supreme label. Now, Eddie Williams is another underrated rhythm and blues cat. He played bass for Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, for the Charles Brown Trio, for various Floyd Dixon groups, and had his own group, the Brown Buddies, which consisted of Eddie Williams on bass, Mitchell Webb on guitar, Ellis Walsh on drums, and Floyd Dixon on vocals and piano. In early fall of 1949, they scored a huge number two hit on Supreme Records. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's Eddie Williams and his Brown Buddies with Broken Hearted.
She's my baby, and I love her till judgment day. Well, she's my baby, I'll love her till judgment day. Well, she went away and left me this morning. Lord, I'm afraid she's gone to stay. Well, if you can't write me, won't you please call me on the phone? Well, it's worth $10 million to hear your sweet voice alone. Well, I'm just so brokenhearted. Baby, I want you to come back home.
In the back with Matt the Cat.
Just a wine, oh, love my wine. Make it matter, chef, as ever, doggone time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I drink it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Drink wine to keep me feeling sad. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Took her off her crutch. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, I feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Give me wine, wine, wine. All the time, time, time. Well, when I get it,
Floyd Dixon singing about wine, wine, wine from midsummer of 1952. That was, in fact, the flip side of his number four smash, Call Operator 210. Playing on that session and jumping right out of the grooves is Maxwell Davis on tenor saxophone and Floyd's longtime collaborator, Eddie Williams, on bass. This would prove to be his last charting single, but Floyd Dixon was far from done. In early 1953, he jumped ship over at Aladdin and signed up with Art Rupe and Specialty Records, also based in Los Angeles. His first release for Specialty was the Charles Brown-flavored Hard Living Alone, which he cut on June 17, 1953. Specialty issued the single later on that summer. It didn't go anywhere on the national charts, but it's one of his best and definitely a Floyd Dixon signature tune. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the often overlooked but tremendously influential Floyd Dixon with Hard Living Alone.
Well, I don't have nobody. Call my friend. Don't have nobody I can have faith in. Well, it's mighty hard going through life alone. Well, I don't have nobody to pity poor me. All I ever got was misery. Well, it's mighty, mighty hard going through life alone. Never had no father to call my own. Well, it seems I'm just here all alone. I wish I had a mother, but now she's dead and gone. Yes, in Marshall, Texas is my home. Well, I don't have no sister. Call my dear. Don't have no brother. He got killed in Korea. Well, it's mighty hard going through life alone. Well, you people don't know how I feel. I'd rather die, just don't wanna live. Cause it's mighty, mighty, mighty hard going through life alone.
How'd you go about writing the song, Hey Bartender? Is there a story behind the actual song?
No, I just didn't drink nothing but beer. I drank beer all through the day. I drank a lot of beer at that time. I would, about 4 in the evening or 5, I would suit up where I could play that night. You know, I used to be a drinker, but I had nothing but beer. And I didn't remember 102 songs that I wrote. I wrote so many songs. I'm telling you that some of the songs that you've heard was mine. I just gave to people. And this is the truth. I'd go through Hollywood sometime. God said, I want a song. I said, here, Here's 10. I'm giving you 10. I remember going up on a, I gave a guy 8 songs. And I said, now these are 8. You go, I'd have them typed out real good and pretty, and have the chord change, wrote on there in the melody, little way they, I'd hum it to a guy named Jimmy Brown. He put a little writing down there because he wrote music real fast. Just put the first melody down there, so I'm going to let it be the same. And then this little channel here go a little different. And I'd go out and pass songs out to God. I know they put a bunch of them out. I never did know the names of them because I just write them. I was writing 4 or 5 a day and doing that and different things. Let him. But I would pay him to just jot something down there. He just wanted him a bottle and some drink. He'd just do that, and I'd go out, and I'd go on. I'd watch and pass some songs out. I just gave everybody some songs at that time.
Went bowling the other night. Started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good, I had to blow again. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look here. Draw 1, draw 2, draw 3, 4 glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look here. Draw 1, draw 2, draw 3, 4 glasses of beer.
Bartender, a song issued by Cat Records, a subsidiary of Atlantic Records, in April of 1955. Floyd Dixon cut that song with a brand new band in New York City on November 10th, 1954. It didn't chart, but remains his best-known song thanks to the Blues Brothers' revival of it in the late 1970s. After only 2 releases for the Cat label, Floyd Dixon, like many others of his generation, was being left behind by the new rock and roll youth movement. Some older guys like Big Joe Turner were able to make the transition, but many, many more were forgotten about. Floyd continued to record, cutting a couple of sides for Checker Records, for Ebb, for Cash, and other small labels around Los Angeles. By the mid-1960s, Floyd had drifted off into obscurity and moved back to Texas. By the late 70s into the 80s, Floyd Dixon was rediscovered and began touring with the blues artists of that day, like Robert Cray and Little Charlie and the Nightcats. He was exposed to a whole new audience throughout Europe who just went crazy for his style of rhythm and blues. We lost Floyd Dixon on July 26, 2006, at the age of 77. I'd like to thank Bill Wax for setting up and conducting the 2006 Floyd Dixon interview that you heard throughout this show. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now, baby, I want to go out with just one more Floyd Dixon tune. It's a jump tune from 1949, originally issued on the Modern label, called That'll Get It. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you dug this week's Juke in the Vac. I'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Goodbye, everybody.
When a man look mad like you want to fight, throw a 45 in his face and he'll be all right. Because know that'll get it.
Know that'll get it.
Know that'll get it.
Know that'll get it.
Any old place he go. Now when you marry a lady and she's not so kind, throw a raise in her face and she will change her mind. Because you know that'll get it.
Know that'll get it.
Yes, you know that'll get it. Any old place you go.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.